Once again, it's time to sit down with Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB, and we've got some news for you this week. Matt, thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, Alan. Again, my pleasure to be here.
Right, well, let's delve into some news coming from RNIB. We're going to start, first of all, with something which we'll all be very familiar with, Matt. The vaccination rollout is taking place across the UK.
Clearly, the vaccine programme is our sort of passport through coronavirus, and across the four home nations, you know, lots of effort going in with some really incredible results. We are obviously very minded to make sure that blind and partially sighted people take a fair part in that. And we, alongside our colleagues at Guide Dogs and TPT, have written a sort of strong letter to the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisation, who are really the group who pronounce on the sort of order in which we're all going to get the vaccines, setting out a very strong case as to why blind and partially sighted people should be considered appropriately, but considered to be some sort of priority, sort of national rollout, and clearly the rollout across the four devolved nations. And the three key issues that we raised were difficulties with social distancing, pretty obviously, a reliance on support from sighted guides, so again, difficult to keep distance in getting around, and when people are able to go out in isolation, you know, having to use touch to get around, to navigate your way around, whether it's going shopping or public transport or whatever. And clearly, you know, there is more vulnerability because of that than for sighted people averagely. And therefore, you know, we've written a sort of, you know, I think a reasonable but firm letter to the JCVI, asking that they take account of this in their ongoing thinking about where blind and partially sighted people come in a priority order.
Accessible information as well is quite a big thing. I suppose quite important around the UK that people get access to information around the vaccines.
No, that's right. And we've been lobbying all the governments and the appropriate organisations and quangos, NHS, Public Health England, you know, the public health organisations across the devolved nations, Department of Health, to make sure information is as accessible as possible. I mean, the simple point there is that clearly whilst a lot of this is happening, you know, which is great in real time, people getting texts and phone calls to turn up, some of those routes, letters are inaccessible. Not everyone has technology to access even things like texts and emails that easily. And so there is an understanding across the four home nations that there is a sort of safety net in place that blind and partially sighted people will get communicated to through an accessible medium. This is a good thing. You know, rollout is happening fantastically quickly. And I know from my own parents getting vaccinated, you know, how little time there was between getting the notification and going to the appointment. And I'm sure for some blind and partially sighted people, it's still a challenge, but we've been sort of agitating hard to make sure there is a safety net of accessible information. And clearly, if anyone is out there, you know, struggling and finding they've been sort of somehow left out, or feeling they're not getting communicated to, please do ring our helpline. We will be able to help you and make the appropriate connections.
We'll give those contact details a little bit later. Let's move on from health then, Matt, to employment. That's quite a big thing in the sight loss community. And it's, well, I suppose we are kind of in the midst of Apprentice Week.
National Apprenticeship Week this week, which in a funny way sounds like another sort of week that passes by quickly. But employment for us is a massive thing, actually. We'd have done a lot more around it, but for lockdown, and have big ambitious plans this year, along with our sector colleagues, actually, because we all know that if you're blind and partially sighted, you're very disadvantaged where it comes to the employment market. This week, we've got a real focus on apprenticeships. We do a lot of work with our employment team to work with individuals to help them sort of get into employment, and apprenticeships are a great scheme. You go on our website, you can read all about it and find one or two case studies of people we've been very recently working with to get into employment. But for us, I think this is only a reminder that employment is a big part of what we are about and need to do more of through this year as lockdown eases and we can agitate more on employment. You know, one in four people who are blind and partially sighted who want to work have a job, three out of four don't. If you look at all registered blind people, it's only sort of one in nine who have a job, and eight out of nine don't, either because, you know, they're trying and can't, or because frankly they've given up because it's just too difficult. And that's not an acceptable number. So we're keen through this year to use our existing employment services, which are very good at helping individuals who have challenges in employment, but working with our sort of burgeoning partnerships with employers and sort of business sectors, you know, to really bang the drum for blind and partially sighted people getting into employment.
Look out for more to come on that one. Let's go to awards then, this time an award for RNIB.
It's a packaging award, which is maybe not something we come and talk about on the radio very much. It sounds a bit dry, but, you know, we've been doing some quite interesting work with Kellogg's, clearly a major brand on packaging to make it accessible to blind and partially sighted people, both using sort of Braille technology, which is clearly pretty established, but also using NaviLens technology, which is basically a sort of QR code, for want of a better way of putting it, which allows blind and partially sighted people to scan the packaging from quite a distance away and work out what it is and all the sort of appropriate detail about what's in it. Clearly, in this case, breakfast cereal. So this conjunction with Kellogg's on Cocoa Pops actually won a PCA award, which is pretty prestigious in the industry. And I think caught the imagination of the judges in terms of, you know, working on these quite sort of modern techniques to make packaging sort of much more accessible. And I think in itself, it's nice to win an award and it'll go in the R&IB trophy cabinet. But I think more importantly, it's a springboard for us to work not only with Kellogg's, but also with a host of other partners about packaging and making information more accessible for blind and partially sighted people. So hopefully it's sort of a breach in the dam wall of us able to really push this agenda much harder with a variety of partners.
Well done to all involved in that. Let's finish off with just a reminder of the help and support and events we've got going on at the moment, Matt, and even a royal visitor as well.
As we're all still in pretty much lockdown across the four devolved nations, it's just another reminder for people to go on our website and find all our lockdown materials, which is lots of good things we've done through last year, access to food, accessible information, you know, mental health materials all sitting there. And what we've added to, you know, in lockdown 3.0 in the new year is some new materials which we think play to, you know, what really are the concerns at the moment, particularly around children and young people, a lot of homeschooling needing to be done, issues about access to technology, you know, trying to amuse and entertain people in another bout of lockdown. The first point will be, you know, please do look on our website and find all those assets sort of nicely packaged up, giving you a variety of support from the R&IB. What's been great is, you know, practically we're running these sessions. So we ran what we call a shape and share session, which is a number of blind and partially sighted children sort of coming together through a Teams meeting, all doing some sort of craft exercise. This was decorating a bird box, and delightfully Sophie Wessex joined us and she had her own bird box and took part fully in this sort of decoration activity with about a dozen children on the shape and share activity. So, you know, it was a delightful event for us to host, and then great for everyone that Sophie Wessex sort of turned up and really sort of got stuck in, shirt sleeves rolled up. And I think it makes a broader point that we have some great materials out there to support people through lockdown with a whole raft of things, new things, which I think really support children and young people through lockdown.
And there is indeed so much going on out there, so much help for all ages from R&IB. And if you'd like to learn more about any events or you want to know more about mental health, a whole host of information, in fact, go to the website rnib.org.uk and also call the helpline as well. That's on 0303 123 9999. Matt, lovely to chat with you as always. We'll catch up again soon, and thanks for joining us on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan. My pleasure as ever.